This is BBC Radio 4.
The time is 7 minutes to seven. The NHS faces a considerable bill, possibly as high as £3 billion, if the closure of care homes results in elderly people being cared for in hospital instead. The figures come from a report by the economic and social policy think tank Respublica. Philip Blond is its director, and he's also the co-author of the report. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you come to this particular figure?
Well, what we did, and we worked with our independent economic analysis team on this, is we charted essentially demand. So we looked at the proportions of the population that will need care, looked at the growth of that population, and because care has to be given once they reach a medical condition, we know, broadly speaking, the numbers of people that will need care. Then we looked at the money that's available for care, and the Local Authority Association forward projects that, and we know the cost of the care that's provided. And what we found is over by 2020, there will be a 1.1 billion gap. It grows at just over 200 million a year. This is between the funding that that local authorities can give for places and the demand for places. So these people will be out there. They will exist in the world. They will need to be dealt with, but they're not going to be able to be funded by local authorities.
And because the beds aren't there.
Because the beds aren't
there. But you are making an assumption in coming up with this figure for the cost of the NHS. You're making an assumption that instead of having a bed in a care home, they will have a bed in a hospital.
Well, we're making we create various scenarios. You know, 50% of this group goes to the hospital, 75%, 100%. But we believe that actually it will be closer to 100% for the simple reason that the criteria to get residential care is extremely high. You have to really be very ill. For instance, 40% of people in residential care homes have dementia as a primary diagnosis, another 30 to 40 have it as a secondary diagnosis. Many of them have difficulties with walking and with breathing. These are very ill people. So the point is it's not the case that they'll be able to be cared for at home. That's fanciful. It's not, I think, reasonable to expect people to give up their jobs to care for them. The only feasible place where they can go is the NHS. Now, here's the rub. The NHS beds, hospital beds, are three times more expensive than residential care beds. And because the local authorities funded sector is now actually underfunding, so the care homes are no longer viable. They will flood into NHS hospitals.
And part of the reason that you're saying they're no longer viable is because costs are going up, particularly employment costs, wage costs.
Well, we know part of the gap, roughly over a third of the 1.1 billion gap that we at Respublica have identified, comes from the new national living wage, which we support. But what it is in effect is an unfunded government commitment that care homes rightly have to abide by, but this pushes many of them over the edge of commercial unviability. For instance, it's already the case in Essex, for example, a tender for 4,000 places hasn't been able to proceed because no commercial carer can meet those terms. The same has happened in Surrey. There is no capacity now to house these people. So what is happening is, under the terms of the Care Act, local authorities have to fund people, but it's no longer there. The capacity isn't there, and they will flood into our hospitals. And this is the danger.
Philip Blond of Respublica, thank you very much.